From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Farmers on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley won't be receiving a full supply of water from the federal Central Valley Project despite the wet winter. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the sprawling agricultural districts on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley will only receive 65% of their requested water. It could increase based on snowmelt later this spring, but the low amount is not what farmers were hoping for. Danny Merkley is with the California Farm Bureau Federation.
That is far better than what we've seen in recent years, but it still really speaks to how far out of whack our water infrastructure is and how it is not kept up with current times.
Merkley says the Central Valley Project wasn't designed to capture water from the flashier storms that California is experiencing. He also blames what he calls inflexible rules to protect endangered fish. The Bureau says water from previous years is being stored in one of the project's major reservoirs, which is affecting this year's allocation. Last year, farmers received just 5% of their requested water. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
Students across the California State University system will need to dig a little bit deeper to pay for tuition starting next fall. CSU trustees approved a 5% tuition increase Wednesday, despite vocal opposition from students. Trustees argued the hike was necessary to pay for more faculty, classes, and to speed up the time it takes to graduate. They also said a lack of state funding had put them in this position, an argument rejected by Governor Jerry Brown's administration. The move affects nearly 40% of the system's in-state undergraduates. Graduate students will also have to pay more. More than 60% of CSU undergrads receive student aid that covers the entire cost of their tuition. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.